Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hello and welcome to QNN. I'm Alistair Kingston. The Coalition says its planned plebiscite on same-sex marriage could be held this year, despite Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull previously saying it could be delayed until 2017. Special Minister of State Scott Ryan says the public vote could be achievable and is set to meet with the Electoral Commission to plan the vote. For the plebiscite to be held this year, its enabling legislation must pass Parliament by the end of the second sitting week, September 15, to allow enough time for arrangements to be made. Senator Ryan says it'll only happen if the Labor Party respects what he says is a mandate given to the Coalition to take marriage equality to the Australian people. Meantime, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has written to the Prime Minister asking him to reconsider his plebiscite plans. In a passionate letter, the Premier outlined his objections to the vote on account of its cost, as well as the harm that will come of it. In his letter, Andrews spoke about his and the PM's right to marry, which he now realises is precious, given it's denied to many. A US study has found that LGBT students attending high schools with gay, straight alliances or support groups face less bullying about their sexual orientation. This includes being half as likely to hear homophobic remarks and more than a third less likely to fear for their safety. Vanderbilt University researcher Heather Hensman-Kettery says as such, gay-straight alliances are a promising solution to homophobia.
It sends a message that LGBTQ youth are supported by their straight allies, and hopefully that message is received by the other straight youth in schools.
The study also found that there were benefits for straight teenagers as well, with less bullying overall at schools that had gay-straight alliances, which send a strong message that all people are accepted. To the UK now, and an alleged serial killer accused of drugging and murdering four men he met on gay websites has been charged with attacking eight others. Stephen Port has pleaded not guilty to all charges, including administering a poison, rape and sexual assault. It's alleged Port met men on gay websites and invited them to his home, where he's accused of poisoning them with the party drug GHB. Four of his alleged victims, all in their 20s, suffered overdoses and were dumped in or near a churchyard in East London. Port is due to stand trial on October 4. The recently released new installment in the Star Trek franchise, Beyond, has been hailed as continuing to push boundaries like the original TV series. In the new film, the Star Trek universe has its first LGBT character, with helmsman Hikaru Sulu revealed to have a husband and a daughter. The original Star Trek series, which aired in the 60s, featured Lieutenant Uhura, who became a black role model. It also featured America's first TV interracial kiss. Not everyone was happy about Mr. Sulu being gay, though. Ironically, out and proud actor George Takei, who played Sulu in the original series, spoke out against it, saying it went against Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry's original vision. And briefly now, as part of a gay crackdown, the African nation of Tanzania is restricting access to lubricant, reportedly because it encourages homosexuality. The federal opposition now features a shadow minister for equality, with Terry Butler to be responsible for LGBT issues. And a surprising number of gay venues, including clubs and saunas, are turning up as Pokestops in the current Pokemon Go craze, the legacy of geodata imported to the game from a previous app. And now with QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
A Queensland uni research paper on gay athletes has won the top award from the Society of Olympic Historians. The paper, titled Homosexuality in the Olympic Movement, written by Dr. Ian Jobling and student Matthew Banyak, explores the growing acceptance of homosexuals in sport. Their work has been recognised ahead of the Rio Games as the best article of 2014. And finally, the Saints have officially launched their inaugural AFL Pride match against the Swans at the Prince of Wales Hotel in St Kilda. The Round 21 clash will take place at Etihad Stadium in Melbourne and is one of the world's first Pride games for a professional sporting comp. Saints players will wear rainbow pattern numbers on their guernseys, while Swans players will wear rainbow socks on the day. AFL Hall of Famer Russell Green says that gay players should come out as a group to reduce the pressure on individuals and help change the culture of the game.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making LGBT headlines for another week. I'm Alistair Kingston.
thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter, at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.